From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Doug Bernard reporting. Former soccer star George Weah is set to be sworn in as Liberia's new president. This comes after Liberia's Electoral Commission declared him the winner of Tuesday's vote. Weah ran against Vice President Joseph Boakai and was very popular among young voters. Aaron Don was a Weah supporter.
I voted for him because I wanted to see my young African brother, my native brother, step into power, because I noticed that when my young African brother step into power, there will be some change.
Boakai has also conceded the race.
A while ago, I called Ambassador George Manawea of the Coalition for Democratic Change to congratulate him. As an emerging as a winner in the presidential contest.
Weah's victory represents Liberia's first peaceful and democratic transfer of power in more than 70 years. South Korea's foreign ministry says the country has seized a Hong Kong-flagged ship that transferred oil to a North Korean vessel in international waters, this despite United Nations Security Council sanctions. On Friday, a Chinese foreign ministry spokesperson rejected allegations of any Chinese involvement in smuggling goods into or out of North Korea. A gunman opened fire outside a Coptic church in south of Cairo in the run-up to Orthodox Christmas celebrations next week. At least four people were killed, five more were wounded. At least one of the dead was a policeman. There has been no immediate claim of responsibility. This is VOA. South Africa's Constitutional Court has found that the country's parliament failed to hold President Jacob Zuma accountable for a scandal over using public funds for a multimillion-dollar upgrade to his private home. The judgment could pave the way to another impeachment proceeding against Mr. Zuma. We have more now from reporter Thuso Kamalo.
The court judgment was supported by the majority of justices of the Constitutional Court. Justice Chris Chafta said, Parliament failed to hold President Zuma accountable as stated under Section 89 of the Constitution. According to that section, Parliament may remove the President from office for serious violations of the law, serious misconduct, or inability to perform the functions of his office. In a judgment handed down earlier this year, the court found that Zuma had violated the Constitution by not paying back the money used for his Nkandla home upgrades as directed by the public protector. However, the judgment was marred by controversy after Chief Justice Mokgweng Mokgweng insisted that his opposing views to the judgment be read into record. Thuso Kamalo for VOA News, Johannesburg.
Jan Egeland, the special advisor to the UN's special envoy to Syria, says he fears Syrian President Bashar al-Assad is bargaining with children's lives in a deal to evacuate critically ill patients from the besieged town of Eastern Ghouta on the outskirts of Damascus. We have more now from Reuters' Lucy Fisher.
The evacuation of a handful of critically ill patients from Eastern Ghouta near the Syrian capital. A deal between Damascus and a rebel faction, which broke months of deadlock, allowed the Red Crescent to bring them out late on Tuesday. Eastern Ghouta is the last major rebel stronghold left near Damascus. Since 2013, nearly 400,000 people have been trapped there by the Syrian army, making it the country's biggest remaining siege. They're suffering the worst malnutrition of the almost seven-year war. The four evacuees were taken to hospitals in the nearby capital, Damascus. The United Nations has pleaded for the government to allow out about 500 patients, including children with cancer. Although Eastern Ghouta is officially a de-escalation zone under ceasefire deals for rebel territory, fighting there continues.
Reuters' Lucy Fielder reporting. A fire erupted in a four-story building in Mumbai on Friday, killing at least 15 people and injuring scores of others. The fire started at a restaurant on the top floor at about 1 a.m. local time. A deadly fire in New York City as well. Authorities say at least 12 people died Thursday night.
That's the latest world news from VOA.